Aircheckdownloads.com.
Continuing now with our countdown of the 40 biggest hits in the nation, I want to welcome three new radio stations to the American Top 40 family. There are three more new stations in Thailand. In Pattaya, it's 107.75 or Sormotor. In Khongen, it's 90.75 or Sormotor. And in Surat, it's 102.0 or Sormotor. Welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and we're doing our weekly countdown of the most popular songs in the USA. We've got the 10 biggest still to come.
Number 10.
Here's Taylor Dane, who says she's always wanted to be a singer ever since she was a little girl. But she didn't take it seriously till her late teens when she went to college. Studied music theory and composition. Now Taylor's 25 years old, and her first hit reached number 7 last week. Now at number 10. Tell It to My Heart. Taylor Dane and Tell It to My Heart, a top 5 dance hit that peaked at number 7 last week on American Top 40, now drops to number 10, 12th week in the survey. This next song is Elton John's classic, Candle in the Wind. Been a favorite of Elton John fans for years now. But it wasn't released as a single until Elton recorded a live version and released that late last year. It peaked at number 6 last week and now falls to number 9. But this week, instead of playing Elton's live recording, we've dug up the original from Elton's 1973 album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, digitally remastered for compact disc. At number 9, here's that Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Elton John's Candle in the Wind. That's the original version from the album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. We played it at number 9 this week in place of Elton's live recording, which has been a hit in our countdown for the past couple of months. On American Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Coming up, the man who's now taken over second place in the race for appearing on the most number one songs in chart history. He's hot on the heels of his old mate, Paul McCartney.
The hits from coast to coast.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like K123, your music and more station, Dickinson, North Dakota. The only one, 84 WHAS, Louisville, Kentucky. The music source, WHOU 100.1 FM, Houlton, Maine. And Radio 40, Almeria, Spain. Climbing three notches, Eric Carmen returns to the top 10. Hasn't been up here since 1976 when he hit number 2 with All By Myself. Now he's back with Hungry Eyes. Eric Carmen and Hungry Eyes, another top 10 smash from the recent number 1 soundtrack album, Dirty Dancing. The song Time of My Life from that album went to number 1. Will Eric's go to number 1? We'll see. You're listening to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. And speaking of number ones, we're up to the man who's just taken over second place for appearing on the most number ones in the history of the chart. Let me run down the rankings as they've been up until now. With 14 number ones, there's Elvis Presley. With 18 number ones, including solo hits, duets, and with the Supremes, there's Diana Ross. With 20 number ones, the Beatles. And way ahead, with 29 number ones, including his number ones by the Beatles, the group Wings, and duets, it's Paul McCartney. Paul has appeared on more number one songs than any other artist in chart history. Now, right behind him, tied for second place, the other Beatles, John, George, and Ringo, all tied with 22 number ones apiece. But 2 weeks ago, the lineup changed. There's only one person at number two now. The Beatle who appeared on 23 number one songs pulls ahead into second place all alone. And now that his career is back in full swing, he has the best chance of anyone to catch Paul. That number one song moving him into second place is a number 7 this week on American Top 40. Here's George Harrison and Got My Mind Set on You.
I got my mind set on you.
2 weeks ago, George Harrison was at number one. Now he falls from 4 to 7 with Got My Mind Set on You. He's appeared on 23 number one songs, second place in chart history behind Paul McCartney with 29 number ones. Big chart stuff as the countdown continues.
Kissy's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
The numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Number 6.
We have 14 solo men in the survey this week. Here's the solo singer originally from Hamilton, Ohio. Lives in Dayton these days. His name is Roger, and he means business. Says what I've got to say is sealed with a kiss and a wedding ring. Up four notches, I Want to Be Your Man.
Hey, lady,
Roger and I Wanna Be Your Man. Still asking, he moves up 4 notches to number 6 from his album Unlimited. Coming up, AT40's annual report on the top 10 concert acts of the past year. We'll hear an AT40 extra by the number 1 concert act, the band who's got the edge.
Kissy's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Once a week with AT40, and you know how your favorite songs are doing across the USA. Like the 4th Top 40 hit by Exposé, and all 4 have made the top 10. They take this one up to number 5 this week. Seasons change.
AirCheckDownloads.com.